Do you ever grow weary or get discouraged? Do you ever wonder if it's worth it to resist the world, the devil, and your sinful desires? Do you ever wish that things were easier? I know I do at times. Hebrews chapter 11 contains a list of heroes of the faith from the Old Testament who by faith did great things and also endured great hardships. And chapter 12 continues, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin." Life here is pictured as an endurance race. We are told to lay aside every weight and the sin that ensnares us. If you're going to run a race, would you strap on some weights or put on a heavy robe that would trip you up? Of course not. Even non-runners know that that would not be a good thing to do. But how often do you let yourself be weighed down and ensnared with sin? Often our troubles are of our own making. The sin that weighs us down and ensnares us, however, often seems much more enjoyable than the race that is before us, doesn't it? But we know that sin really only leads to death. So how can we find the strength and the desire to lay aside our sins? Well, we have these great examples from the Old Testament who ran the race before us, who are in the stands cheering us on, as it were, and they are waiting to receive with us the prize. As it says in the end of chapter 11, "And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us." Think about that. Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and all these others, great heroes of faith from the Old Testament, will not be made perfect without you. And God has given us something better. We have Jesus himself, the promised one who has come. And we are to fix our eyes on him. As the author of our faith, he gives us the strength to run the race set before us. And as the finisher of our faith, he is the one who will carry us across the finish line. We are told in verse 3 to consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, so that we will not grow weary and become discouraged. He is faithful even when we are not. Have you resisted sin to the point of shedding your blood? Well, that's the question of verse 4. Well, actually, it doesn't even ask the question. It just says, "You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin." We give in before it gets too painful. But Jesus, he did resist sin to the point of shedding his own blood. He lived a perfect sinless life and shed his blood on the cross to pay for your sins. You are to look to him who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. And it was a shameful death, a death of a common criminal, a death that we deserved. But why did he do it? It says here that he did it for the joy that was set before him. What was that joy? Was it to be glorified and to sit down at the right hand of the throne of God? Well, that's certainly what he did after he rose from the dead. But no, that was not it. Jesus had that glory with the Father before he came in the likeness of man and humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. If Jesus just wanted that, he would have stayed in heaven. But Jesus himself explains what this joy is that was set before him in Luke chapter 15, starting with verse 4. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? Then, when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. You are the joy that was set before Christ. Jesus endured the shame of the cross to find you, to bring you home. So don't grow weary or get discouraged. Look to Jesus, who resisted sin to the point of shedding his own blood, and who endured the cross for the joy of spending eternity with you. Now we close by singing hymn 756, verses 1 through 4.
There's a note in the bulletin for a number of individuals to see me over the noon hour. If your name's on that list, please try to make it at that time. I won't be available the next 2 days, so I really need to see you today. Also, right now, if I could meet with the mini-class show-and-tell people, that's Sierra, Danielle, Caleb Nellner, and Joe Meyer.